This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Up in California's High Sierra, above the dense pine forest, rocky habitats reign. And if you look carefully among the boulders, you might see a pika, a rabbit relative the size of a hamster, with round ears and big eyes.
Hikers oftentimes see them with little bouquets of wildflowers sticking out of their mouths as they run back to their homes to cache them in hay piles.
Joseph Stewart, a conservation biologist at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
Maybe I'm a little biased. Other people tell me they're very cute, and I would agree. I find them majestic. I feel like they're, you know, the lords of the mountain.
Stewart is also a skilled spotter of pikas.
You could say I've got a little bit of experience with that.
Which makes it all the more strange that in 5 years of surveys of 64 square miles of high mountain rocky habitats near Lake Tahoe, he found no pikas at all in an area littered with decades-old pika droppings. It's relatively pristine habitat in the center rather than the edge of historic pika territory. So Stewart suspects the most likely culprit for this local extinction is rising temperatures due to climate change, and the mercury is heading higher.
By 2050, we expect there's going to be a 97% decline in the area of climatically suitable habitat for the species in the greater Tahoe area.
The study's in the journal PLOS One. Pikas can still be seen elsewhere in Tahoe and in other parts of the Sierra Nevada, especially further south, where loftier summits allow pikas to roam higher to escape rising temperatures. But Stewart still worries about their eventual fate.
Yeah, we're depriving future generations of the opportunity to see this really cool critter. And pikas have been around for longer than humans have been around. What right do we have to cause pikas and all of the other species that are vulnerable to climate change to go extinct?
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.